with the emerging environmental regulations, for example, that you've seen and heard about, including regional haze rules that our Environmental Protection Agency is currently ruling on, both in the states of Utah, Wyoming, as well as in adjacent states to those in which we operate. With those requirements and compliance obligations that are set forth under those emerging environmental regulations, the first question is always, does that compliance mechanism exist technically? Secondly, does that compliance mechanism make sense for our customers? So we continually assess emerging obligations on a unit-by-unit basis in that regard.
What are you being asked to do with your coal plants?
In general, under the regional haze rules, I'll focus on that discussion first. Under the regional haze rules, we're largely being asked to improve visibility in the region. States like Utah, Wyoming, New Mexico, and others have been engaged in this process for many, many years, reviewing emissions not only from individual units in Utah, but also across those other states. And generally, the pollutants that you focus on with respect to regional haze reductions include pollutants such as particulate matter, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen oxides. So our projects to date since 2005 have largely focused on those pollutants.
And what is done about them? What kinds of retrofits are you required to put into your systems to deal with that?
Depending on the pollutant that you're focusing on, for particulate, for example, certain units to meet the particulate emission rates that are required by the EPA would look at installing something called a bag house, which is largely, if you want to correlate it to something in your house, largely a big vacuum bag, if you overly simplify the installation, that removes particulate from the emissions. Otherwise, other pollutants are controlled by equipment that we call scrubbers. Those scrubbers are typically focused on removal of sulfur dioxide, from the flue gas stream. And then if you focus on NOx, the other pollutant that I mentioned earlier, typically what you focus on there is the combustion process. So low NOx burners are typically installed on a coal-fired facility to reduce NOx. Low NOx burners basically improve the combustion process and reduce that pollutant at its source.
Is the future of coal limited? I mean, for coal for electric power production in the West, is it going to be here with us forever, or eventually will Rocky Mountain Power have to get out of the coal business?
I think what you're seeing is a transition to lower carbon emitting resources, with the challenge there being still keeping a focus on baseload dispatch capability. So what you will tend to see across the country, including new resources that we, PacifiCorp, are building, tend to be focused on natural gas resources, while maintaining a base of our coal resources, because as we discussed, those still actually are the lowest cost denominator on a dispatchable basis.
Will it be the lowest cost source in the future?
I think that's largely dependent on where legislation goes, particularly with respect to CO2. On a natural gas-fired facility, you typically are able to achieve about a 40% to 50% reduction on CO2 emissions when you transition from coal to gas. So obviously a very large driver in the difference between coal and gas.